Welcome, everybody, to the Live from the Code Bar podcast, recorded from the Code Theme Bar of Fenwood Manor. I'm your guide on this adventure, Rob. On this show, we do have a very special guest, Tammy, and she is going to be telling us all about her brand new treasure hunt. So I'm going to let her do a lot of the talking here today. So I want to welcome you, Tammy, and why don't you tell us what you've got in store for everybody?
Okay, so I have planned a total of 50 treasure hunts, one in each state except for California. Sorry, California, no hunts for you. And then I have two in Texas, East Texas and West Texas, because I'm aware that you can leave Texas in the morning and still be in Texas at night. So, and also, I have a couple other things too, is Montana and Alaska will both be given perimeters ahead of time. So people will know approximately where in the state they're looking, just because the states are so large.
Okay, excellent.
And Hawaii will also be given advance notice of which island it will be on. Because okay. They have to take a plane, and it's, you know, so there's those things. And then, tickets are $55 for the whole team.
Well, let's stop before we get there. Why don't you introduce the website and everything like that?
Sorry.
That's okay. I know you're excited, and I am too. It sounds like a great adventure. So why don't you share with us, you know, a little bit about your site, and then we'll get into those details.
Okay. So it's mytreasureadventures.com, and it's a very well informative website. I think most of the questions that people have can be answered on there.
It's a great site, like you just said, a lot of great information. I was looking through it today before we started recording, and I was taking a lot of my notes. Basically, the premise of your treasure hunt is you have these hunts set up for different states throughout the United States, and people sign up through your site for a particular state. You don't sign up for the whole adventure for every state. You sign up for each state that you want to compete in, basically.
Yes.
On a given date and time, you'll be able to access a clue, riddle, cipher, whatever. And basically, it should, once solved, lead you to a location where I'm guessing you've buried or hidden a token of some sort.
I will be. I haven't done it yet. I'm trying to schedule my travel so nothing's buried too long.
Okay.
I'm trying not to have anything buried more than like 3 weeks in advance.
Okay.
Because I don't want to take a chance that somebody will come across it by accident.
Yeah, no, that sounds fair. I mean, I've heard too many horror stories of treasure hunts where the token's missing or not being found or being found by somebody and just kept in their own sort of little, you know, token drawer so that they don't share it with anybody else. So no, I understand. So let's start from the beginning. How did you get involved with this? How did it all start for you?
Well, I'm sure your listeners are familiar with the Candyman's treasure hunts, the gold ticket hunts.
Yep.
So I saw that come up and I thought, this is so exciting. I have to do this. And so I played the Pennsylvania one. And of course I played the one for the candy factory, which by the way, I was so close to solving. I was so close. And then they were asking if anybody wanted to bury treasure for them. I'm like, yeah, that's like my dream job, driving around the country. I just want to have a reason to do it. And then they just kind of drop off and you didn't hear anything else from them. And I'm like, well, you know what? I could probably do that myself. I'm good with words. I can write riddles. And that's just how I started. I decided on a name and got the website and just took it from there.
Excellent, excellent. Now, as we were saying before, basically what happens is if you're interested in playing, you sign up on the website, you create an account, you sign up for and pay for a state. Now, it's, as you were saying before, it's $55 a ticket, but that ticket covers a team, right? It's not per person.
No, it is not per person. I like to emphasize that because like you, your wife, your husband, your kids, your grandparents, your neighbors, coworkers, whoever, all play on one team. You just have to remember that the more people on your team, the less money you get.
Well, I mean, it's also the adventure of it as well, which is,
yeah,
obviously, especially if you have kids and stuff.
It's activity.
Yep.
The way that I write my riddles, because I've written some of them already, I know the places I'm going to be hiding it. I use a lot of, first off, pop culture references. So if you have people on your team that are of different ages, you will benefit because I know things from the 50s and I know things from the 2020s. So, but not all families are, you know, not everybody's like that. So if I make a reference to a song from the 60s, the 20-year-old's probably not going to know it, but your grandma probably will. So, hey, bring your grandma on. She might be more helpful than you think.
Excellent. And so, as I said, when you sign up for a state and you are updating your calendar on your website, which I'm going to be putting into the show notes later, but basically not every adventure or every state is at the same time. That way, if you do want to play multiple, you can. But when you sign up, you're given, in effect, a date and time. You drop the clue, and then from there on, it's just a race to solve it and to the location, right?
Right. Yes, currently the dates that are on Eventbrite, which is who, like if you go to my website, you go to the ticket page, you click on a map, click on your state or whatever state you want to play on the map, it takes you to Eventbrite. The dates that are on Eventbrite are correct. I just have to update that page on my website.
Okay.
Which I'll be doing tonight or tomorrow. So
by the time this comes out, everybody should get the website updated. Excellent.
Yes, it'll be updated. And I tried. Now, I had to redo the schedule. I'll tell you why in a minute. But I had to redo the schedule. And I liked my first one better, but I had to redo it. And I did my best to make sure that no two touching states, I don't think, are the same week. And I tried my best to make other adjoining states, like, for example, in Pennsylvania, if Pennsylvania was 1 week, New York and Maryland are both not the next week. You know, I tried to spread them out so much that if you're in this state, you can play any of the surrounding states, too.
Okay.
Now, of course, that's not 100%.
No.
I did the best I could, but it's kind of hard to make not two, you know, two touching states, not... So yeah, most people can play.
Touching it, yeah.
yeah. So most people can play multiple states if they want to.
Excellent. Now the big one, and I did kind of have a question about this, is the prize. Now you say that there's a grand prize of $6,000. I have a question. I'm sure people looking at the site might have a question about this as well. Now is that $6,000 per state?
Yes, is that not specified on my website?
It just says you get a grand prize of $6,000, and I wasn't sure if it was sort of you solve your state, and you mentioned Candyman, where you solve your state, you get some sort of a prize, and then you might go into some bigger hunt later on for the grand prize of $6,000. But if it's $6,000 per state, that makes obviously a little bit more sense. So I know that for clearing it up.
Yes, it's $6,000 per state.
Okay, that's excellent. So how long do you expect, like, each hunt to be? I mean, how long do you expect, like, each sort of hunt to go? I know you said that you were trying not to do them on the same weeks. So are you expecting them to be done pretty quickly?
Yeah, I'm expecting a weekend. I mean, it might be as little as a couple hours. If you have to think that if the right person is playing, I mean, it has to be buried near somebody.
Yeah.
You know, if you have 1,000 people in a state, it's going to be buried near somebody who those clues might click in their brain a little quicker than somebody further. I mean, I'm trying not to do that, but that's, I don't know what other people know.
I understand. And
so again, I'm hoping no longer than a weekend, really.
Okay. All right. No, well, that's good to know. Cause, you know, I wasn't knowing if we were expecting something like it's going to be there for a while. So you have plenty of chances to try and get it. But if you do get involved and you do buy a ticket, you're basically stating you want to be there at that date and time to get started because go pretty quick.
Oh yeah, I mean,
don't hesitate. In other words,
it could be as little as a couple hours. Maybe it could be, you know, if somebody doesn't get it the first day, every 24 hours I will be releasing additional clues.
Okay, all right.
So every 24 hours you get a clue because I really don't want, because people have to work. You know, it's not. I feel like it'd be unfair if somebody took off work and then they didn't win. You know, so I'd like it to be done in a weekend, at the longest.
Now, obviously, you've talked about how you got started with this. And one thing I know that you did want to mention as well is that part of the ticket price of entering is going towards charity. So why don't you talk about that for a minute?
Okay, so it's a total of $1.50 from each ticket. 50 cents of each ticket sold goes to Make-A-Wish.
Okay.
Because I have a child that's disabled, and in 2015, the wish was to go to Disney World. So we got to go to Disney World, and then when Wish Kids wish to go to any of the, like, Orlando theme parks or wherever, there's a special village that they stay at.
Okay.
It's called Give Kids the World Village. it's all run on donations, and most people there are volunteers. They do have some, you know, paid employees, but for the most part, it's all volunteers. And it is such a wonderful place. I'm telling you, it's like you're living in a storybook. It's so wonderful. So they get 50 cents of each ticket. And then there's a local charity right here to me in the next town over, Helam, Pennsylvania, that does local benefits for kids with disabilities. They do military stuff. They do toy runs at Christmas. They also held a benefit in 2007, I believe it was, again, for our family. And it's just a local tavern that just does amazing charity work for being so small. So they get 50 cents. So it's Give Kids the World Village, Make a Wish, and it's called the Tourist Inn Benefit Committee in Helam. And yes, they've all done something for our family, and I so want to pay them back.
Okay, that sounds definitely amazing, and to pay it forward like that is very, very nice and very, very cool. My next question, going back to the actual treasure hunt, of course, what sort of, I know you've been advertising it for a while, the website's been up for a while, and I did share an earlier version, which I'm going to share more of as the time comes up as well. As of right now, just at the recording that we are recording now, it should be released very soon after the recording, but what sort of, have you already had a lot of interest in your hunt, apart from obviously what you might get from general, but what sort of interest have you had so far?
I mean, I get a lot of support from people who say, hey, you know what, I hope your treasure hunts take off. We really like playing this kind of stuff. But, you know, if ticket sales aren't high enough, then, you know, that's beyond my control. But, I mean, I have a lot of people who contact me and say, hey, this is a really good idea. You know, I hope it takes off. I bought a ticket. I have some people that bought tickets from multiple states.
Okay.
I have people that bought tickets as gifts.
I've heard a couple of people in the different groups and stuff like that have said that they've bought different tickets for different locations. So I have heard a lot of interest in it. Is this something that you're planning on doing again after this, or is that the one off?
Every year if I can, because I like, first of all, I like driving around the country. I don't really fly. I will be flying to Hawaii. I was going to drive to Alaska, but now I'm thinking maybe I'll fly. But, well, my son won't fly, and if I want to take him to Alaska with me, I guess I got to drive. But I like the idea of driving around the country. I like little road trips. I like seeing like roadside attractions and things like that. So yeah, I plan on doing it every year. If I just gotta bring in the ticket sales, and then it'll be good. You guys can plan on it every year. And I also plan on trying to make them better every year, like get bigger prizes, other kinds of additional stuff, you know, just virtual hunts. I'm always thinking about what can I do to make it bigger and like better and different and things like that.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent.
If anybody has any ideas, let me know, because I'm always willing to listen to people.
And I'm sure you, after this, I'm hoping anyway, that you'll get a lot more interest and a lot of people that will hit you up for ideas and stuff like that, because I know a lot of people that do listen to the podcast are obviously interested in these sorts of things and mm-hmm. and would love to be involved in some way if possible as well.
I know. I wanted to be involved in the Candyman's, but
exactly.
And nothing. Exactly. So.
No, I didn't participate in that one. I know of it, of course, but I didn't participate. I know of a lot of people that are still doing his book one. I never really got into that.
I tried.
Yeah.
That's like information overload for me. When you have to decide out of so much information what's important and what's not, I'm like, I don't even know where to start. I had so many thoughts that I'm just like, it's just too many. I really have no idea.
Yep. No, and I kind of was the same way. I love those type of puzzles, but when it's way too much, I just sometimes turn off and lose interest pretty quickly. So I didn't really look into that one, but I know that there's still a dedicated group on some of the boards and stuff like that that are still looking for that and still working on that together. So I know it's still pretty popular and hoping it will be found pretty soon as well.
I actually did a virtual hunt last year. Mm-hmm. And if anybody wants to know what kind of like riddles I will have, you can see, if you go to the blog page on my website, you can see the one that I used last year.
Okay, that's good to know. Yep.
Yeah, so that way people can get an idea and they can look at it and say, hey, would I have been able to solve that? Because if you can, then buy a ticket, because that's the same system I'll be using for all of them.
So I'm looking at that right now. You have the clue and you have the solution. Okay. Very good to know is that if you just want to try and work it out yourself, you can, but the solution is right there as well to try and help you out, or not trying, but to help you out as well, which is actually really cool.
And I'm actually going to have my website people change that tomorrow, like where you actually have to click on the solution to see it.
Okay.
Because right now it's right at the top.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have them change that. So then you have, because I can't do it. We talked about that earlier.
Exactly.
So I'm going to have them change that where it'll say click here to see the solution.
Excellent. So we talked about how it works just a little bit more, but basically somebody will sign up for the website. They'll purchase a ticket for the state that they want to participate. Like, let's give an example here. For me, I'm in New Jersey myself, so I'd sign up for New Jersey. There is a date and time which, like you said before, when you update the calendar, it's going to be there. On that date, I have my team ready. We, at a set time that you've given, we basically start the hunt with the clue that you've given us, prepared to get in a car, drive to get there. So let's just say that we are the first. The Code Bar team is the first in New Jersey to get to the location, and we find that New Jersey treasure. What will we do at that point? How do we claim the win?
The first thing you want to do before you leave that location, because maybe you don't have cell phone reception or whatever, maybe you don't have internet access right there where you're at. The first thing you want to do before you leave that location is take a photograph, like a selfie of you in front of the location holding the token, like you or somebody in your team.
Mm-hmm.
Then you want to take another picture from maybe like 20 feet away. You don't have to be in that picture. Just a picture where the person, where I can see that, yes, you were at the correct location.
Okay.
And then if you have internet access or you have to drive somewhere to get internet access, there is a spot on my website. It's the same page where the riddle is. Like if you're looking at the riddle, directly below it is a button that says click here if you found it.
Okay.
And that will take you to a form where you can upload those two photos. There's a secret code on the token,
okay,
an alphanumeric code, and then the basic information of your name and your email address. And I do recommend you use the same information that you used when you bought the ticket, the same email address, the same phone number. And then you just pick send, and that form will come to me, and I will verify that it's the correct information. And if it is, you win.
Excellent.
I do want to point something out about that, though. So if you go onto your riddle page when the hunt starts and you see something that at the top that says that individuals with disability policy is in effect for this hunt, I want people to be aware that what that means is that someone contacted me for that state ahead of time and said, hey, I'm in a wheelchair, I have mobility issues, something like that. Because, again, I have a child that's disabled, so I'm aware. I know where wheelchairs can go and when they can't. So if that is the case, the treasure will be hidden somewhere that if someone in a wheelchair gets to, say it's hidden at a local park, they will be able to see that location from somewhere that their wheelchair can access.
Okay.
So it will be within so many feet of a, like a paved or something, or a, you know, flat terrain area. And they will have special instructions that they do not actually have to dig up the token. They can take photographs of it, say, hey, but they have to be very specific. I know it's buried next to that tree between those two signs or something like that. They have to be very specific. I'm not just going to, if they can't just take a picture of the park and say, hey, it's in there somewhere. That's not going to work. It has to be very specific. So the reason that I put that on the riddle page is that way the other players that are playing that, if they find a token, I want them to be aware that they may not have won.
Okay.
Somebody else may have found it first and was unable to get to it. And I do recommend that if you are a disabled person that's going to be playing, that they have to contact me ahead of time.
Okay.
Like, I think it was like, I don't remember exactly what I said, two or three weeks ahead of time, unless they buy a ticket at the last minute. Because that's the only way I told them, that's the only way I can guarantee that I can assist them. Because if it's last minute, I'm not sure I can, because it'll already be buried in another state and I'll be back home.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to make sure that people are aware of that. That if that policy shows up, on your riddle page the day of your hunt, you dig up the token, you may not be the winner.
Okay. But on that then, so say again, my team here in New Jersey, the Cobar team, we've gotten in our car, we've gotten to a location. We think we're at the right location. Maybe we see other people at the same location. How do we know that it is there waiting for us and hasn't already been found? Are you going to have some way of notifying people if it has been found? That way, I might not necessarily have to jump in my car if I haven't left yet.
Okay, I'm sorry. I think I thought you were going somewhere else with that question, and I already had the answer in my head, but I think you changed it at the last minute. Are you saying how do I know that it's not there and somebody else already?
Yeah, so how is there a way that we're going to be notified if we're playing that it's already being found?
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I thought that was going somewhere else. It will immediately, as soon as somebody sends me the correct information saying, hey, I found it, this is the code, I will immediately be contacting them back, and I will immediately, like within just a few minutes, you know, I'm going to say within 15 minutes or so, I will be posting that on the Riddle page.
Okay.
It will say that it's been found.
Okay.
I don't think I'm going to be able to email everybody that's playing. Unfortunately, I'd like to do that, but I don't think I'm going to have the
ability
to do that, because keep in mind that while some of the hunts are going on, I'm going to be traveling to other locations hiding the newer for the next hunts. So I will have somebody here at my house who has constant access to the internet that will be able to post that. But like I said, they're not going to have the ability to email 1,000 teams or 900 or, you know, 999 other teams to say, hey, it's been found. You just have to keep checking back. Like if you're about to leave, you might want to check the website before you go, or just keep yep. checking it.
So I have to ask them, where did you think I was going with that question?
I thought you were going to say, how would, if you have people that are looking for it and nobody can find it, how do I know it's still hidden? Somebody didn't find it last week. I don't have any way to do that.
Huh.
What I would suggest is, people like posting photos on my page. Like if someone is sure that they are in the right location, and they are, I don't know, I went over this in my mind. I'm like, how can I solve this problem? And I really don't know how I can.
Yeah, it's a universal problem. I don't know if there is a way that you're ever going to protect it 100%.
No, well, that's why. Well, I am. Okay, so I am going to have a little note, because, you know, it's a token inside like a plastic sleeve. I'm trying to find some kind of waterproof small thing that I can put it in which there will also be a note inside that says, hey, if you found this, please put it back. It's part of a treasure hunt that if you don't have a ticket, you can't win anything. If you'd like a souvenir token, contact me. I'll send you a souvenir token. But please put this back where you found it, the way it was buried, with the string sticking out of the ground. So that's my best solution. It's just asking, you know, if somebody finds it, please put it back. I can't be in 50 states monitoring this one token.
No, I totally understand that. And I'm sure, you know, like you said, you're not planning on having it in the ground too long before that hunt, which will make it that much easier to know that it's probably still there. I mean, you look at some of these bigger hunts, but one of my earlier podcasts was with the Golden Apple. That's still there 40 years. So, hey, you know, if that can stay there 40 years, who knows? This could probably stay at least a month for sure.
Yeah, and then I use the same system as, you know, the Candyman, of hiding it with like twine sticking out, because I thought that's a good way that if you're not looking for it, you probably won't notice it. But if you are looking for it, if you know what you're looking for, you know, if you know what you're looking for, you should be able to find it. But somebody strolling by might, I mean, how often do you just, oh, look, there's a string, and then twine kind of just looks like cut grass anyway. You know what I mean?
So I also have to ask the question of why no California? That you said that at the beginning. Why no California?
Okay, so when I had to go through Eventbrite, I had to go through Eventbrite to process my tickets. I had issues with credit card companies wanting to do this kind of business, you know, do the credit card processing. So I had to go through Eventbrite, which, not to go into a long explanation, but that's why my prizes are $6,000 instead of $5,000, believe it or not. And Eventbrite came back to me and said, these are against California's regulations, they don't allow this kind of thing. We can't sell tickets. And that's the reason, because I originally had California scheduled for a north and south, you know, kind of like Texas, the west, east and west, just because, you know, it's a long way from Northern California to San Diego. Then they came back to me and said, we can't sell tickets for this type of event in California. So,
okay.
Sorry, California. But they got a lot of states around them. You know, you can go to Nevada, Arizona, Oregon, go around. There's other states.
And two in Texas, like you said.
Yep, and two in Texas.
I want to bring up something that you brought up earlier when we were talking, getting ready for this and everything like that. I know this is something that you're kind of proud about, but you were on Wheel of Fortune. So
Yes, I was. I'm so proud about it. I love being – well, see, that's part of the reason I like wanting to do these treasure hunts. It's because I like riddles, I like puzzles. I love game shows. I've always – my earliest memory is of The Price is Right. Mm-hmm. Seriously, I remember being 4 years old being sad because I had to go to kindergarten. Now I was going to miss Price is Right. Then like a couple months later, I was happy because I got the chicken pox, and then I got to stay home and watch The Price is Right. They're my two earliest memories. But I like all game shows. I like word puzzles, you know, just like crossword puzzles, all kinds of word games. I like board games. I like video games. I just like games and puzzles. And I like to challenge my mind. I like Jeopardy. You know, I like all of them. So that's kind of another reason I like doing treasure hunts, is because there's a riddle to be solved.
And so you applied and you got on, or?
Okay, this is kind of a long story, so I won't go into it all. But I just want to say thank you to my son, Colby, who I would not have got on the show without him.
Okay.
Because we both went to a live audition. He got a follow-up email. I didn't. And I know why, but it's because I stumbled over a couple of my answers when they were interviewing me. Not during the gameplay, because okay. I couldn't do the gameplay, but during the interview. But then my son, he didn't have a driver's license yet. So when we talked to them, I'm like, well, I got to drive him out there, you know, and I know I messed up my interview, but can I still audition? And she said, yes. She's like, sure. Just tell him I said it was okay. I'm like, okay. And then that was it. If he wouldn't have been so smooth and charming and funny during his on stage interview, they would have never called and I would have never got one. So thank you to my son, Colby.
Very nice. And with your permission, in the show notes, I will put the link to your show, so people can see you on Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, yeah, you go right ahead. Even though I do ask that people don't share it or anything. Like, you can share the link, but don't, like, record the episode and share it. And no. Then copyright. And then
we'll make sure I put that notice on there. That's for sure.
Yeah, feel free. I'm proud of it.
Do you have
I like to say, hold on. I like to say, too, that we drove out there to California.
Oh, wow. That's a trip right there.
I told you, I like driving around the country. Go ahead.
Is there anything else that you want to talk about when it comes to the hunt here? I want to give you free rein to just like go and talk about anything that you want here and how people can get involved. Obviously, I'm going to put as many information on my show notes and on my socials when the show is about to air. But what else would you like to talk about that I might not have already brought up?
Well, before I forget, I definitely want to say that I did find a YouTuber with quite a good following that is going to start helping me promote it. So they get a lot of views on their channel. So I'm hoping that's going to really get people's attention and be able to sell, you know, more tickets. Cause they have a really good channel. It's called Your New Zealand Family. Yes, they're in New Zealand, but most of their viewers are in the United States. So that was my way of getting the word out to people, say, besides, I mean, I'm also, you know, working in the treasure hunt community. But so their channel is great. They do reaction videos and a lot of their stuff is United States based. So that's, but their daughter does cooking ones. They do fan mail ones. They do taste testing of American foods and stuff. But I actually wrote them a specific riddle for their town in which they filmed. They actually went on this treasure hunt in their town in New Zealand. Something I wrote for them, and that video will be coming out in the next few days of them going on one of my treasure hunts. So I do want to point out though that theirs was a little more linear, just because, okay, first of all, I'm in the United States, they're in New Zealand, and they already knew what town it was in. Whereas in the United States, hunts, you know, like say in Pennsylvania, you know, I can make references to counties, towns, streets, businesses, where in theirs, they already knew the town. So I was kind of limited as to what I could use. So theirs is a little more go to this spot. Well, you know, you have to figure it out, but figure out where to go. And then when you're there, then they were texted another, the next part in which they then had to find that location. Then they were texted a new riddle. They had to go find that location. So theirs was a little more linear, like start here and go to different points. Whereas mine's more like you got to kind of look at the riddle and as one location, whereas they were traveling to different locations. But I'm very excited to see that video because I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, no, that would be exciting.
And they said they had a blast. So to quote them, they said, "We had a blast."
Excellent, excellent. And I'll put make sure I put their YouTube information in the show notes as well. I'll definitely check that out and share that out. Share them as well.
Yeah, and on Instagram. They're also on Instagram, too.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I want to thank you for coming on today. This is an amazing event, and like I said, I'm going to be participating in the New Jersey one myself with Team
Coach.
So, looking forward to that.
I already have New Jersey's location selected.
Excellent, excellent.
I don't know where you're at, New Jersey, but it might be right next door. I don't know. But you know what?
I'm not even going to tell you. I'm Central New Jersey. I'll just put it that way.
You win. If you win, I just want to point out that I didn't tell you anything.
Exactly. No, I know my listeners know that as well. So, no, thank you for pointing that out.
Because one thing I'm good at is keeping a secret. Because I'll tell you what, when I was on Wheel of Fortune, they literally told us. Now, keep in mind, my episode recorded on November 12th. And they said that you cannot tell anybody because if it becomes public knowledge, if you won, you don't get your money.
Ooh.
So I had to not tell anybody. The only people that knew how much I won that day was the people that were with me. That's it. And I had to keep that secret until February 25th.
Oh, wow. That's a big secret to keep for that long, that's for sure.
Yes. Yeah, I know. And even my oldest son who wasn't with us, he's like, "How much did you win?" I said, "Nope." No, don't even ask me again because the answer is just no.
Education.
Well, I don't want to risk back in my money.
Excellent. Well, on that, I want to say thank you very much. And why don't you get again where people can find the website and your socials? Are you on Twitter? Are you on Instagram? On Facebook? Well, where can people find everything?
Yep, I am on all of them. It's just I think Treasure Adventures on Facebook. On Twitter, I think it's Treasure Advent 2. I think on Instagram, it's Treasure Adventures LLC. Right. And then, of course, the New Zealand family is Your New Zealand Family on YouTube and Instagram. And then they also have on Instagram Atlantis Kitchen, which is their daughter's name is Atlanta.
Okay. Very nice. Very nice. So thank you very much for coming on today. I really appreciate it. And good luck with everything. And I'll be following up with you later on, if you don't mind. We'll talk a little bit more about how they were solved and everything like that to sort of show, you know, what people might have missed if they didn't participate.
Yes, because that's why I recommend people go and check out the virtual hunt riddle from last year, because I think some people go into things thinking, oh, I'll never be the one to solve it. But then when they see that, they'll see that, you know what, that's a reference I would have got. I could have figured that out, you know, mine don't involve any kind of ciphers or anything. Mine is all word based riddles.
Okay.
You know, so I feel like some people might be able to relate a little better to that.
All right. Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And have a great night.
Yep. You too.
So once again, we've come to the end of another show. For all the information, like I kept saying, that doesn't make it into the podcast, make sure you check out the show notes. That's going to have all the links and everything that you need. Please don't forget to like us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, or with the handle @CodeBarLive, as well as follow Arius Gray. Please subscribe to our show wherever you get your podcasts, and please do help us. The podcast will help grow by leaving a rating and review, especially on the big one, Apple Podcast. Also, if you can, do consider keeping the lights on here at CodeBar by becoming a member. You can see that all on our website. That is https://codebarlive.ariusgray.com. And again, till next time, keep digging.